This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To be clear, a state of war has been taking place since ethnic cleansing began 8 years ago in Ukraine, but now Western forces are accelerating to the Russian border with artillery attacks. War has already begun.
I used to give out my phone number. Can't do that anymore. They don't even allow me to have a phone anymore. Not only are you worried your child may die, but you're stripped of your dignity. You're stripped of your sense of who you are, not being able to afford that child's needs. I started the Cancer Moonshot, which I worked very hard on in the administration I served in last.
Meanwhile, Biden then addressed the country with flagrant, desperate propaganda, attempting to keep the doomed New World Order narrative going.
An invasion remains distinctly possible. That's why I've asked several times that all Americans in Ukraine leave now before it's too late to leave safely. If Russia decides to invade, that would also have consequences here at home. But the American people understand that defending democracy and liberty is never without cost. And if Russia attacks the United States or our allies through asymmetric means, like disruptive cyber attacks against our companies or critical infrastructure, we are prepared to respond. But we're moving in lockstep with our NATO allies and partners to deepen our collective defense against threats in cyberspace. I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices.
So as the economy tanks and gas prices shoot past historic records, Putin, open to diplomacy, ordered the withdrawal of troops while the Russian Federation's side of the story was spun out of control.
Unfortunately, 7 years down the road, we are increasingly thinking that the implementation of the Minsk agreements is not something that's in the plans of our Ukrainian neighbors.
Biden's handlers at the United Nations have been given their marching orders. Their masters require a world war to feed the dwindling spending of defense departments and the reaping of war profits.
Russia plans to manufacture a pretext for its attack. This could be a violent event that Russia will blame on Ukraine, or an outrageous accusation that Russia will level against the Ukrainian government. We don't know exactly the form it will take. It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia. The invented discovery of a mass grave, a staged drone strike against civilians, or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
So we are concerned that Russia is trying to stage a pretext for an armed attack against Ukraine. And we also know that there are many Russian intelligence officers operating in Ukraine. They are present in Donbass, and we have seen attempts to stage false flag operations to provide an excuse for invading Ukraine.
So Biden and company will unleash the beast no matter what.
The evidence on the ground is that Russia is moving toward an imminent invasion. This week, the Russian government said that it would withdraw troops from the Ukraine border, and they received a lot of attention for that claim, but here and around the world, but we know that is absolutely false, which you've heard us say from our administration. In fact, we have now confirmed that in the last several days, Russia has increased its troops presence along the Ukraine border by as many as 7,000 troops, with some arriving in the past 24 hours. This is cause of serious concerns.
How high is the threat of a Russian invasion right now?
It's very high.
Why?
It's very high because they have not moved any of their troops out. They've moved more troops in, number one. Number two, we have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
We are now experiencing Gulf of Tonkin 2022. Using reports of an exchange of live fire between Ukrainian and Russian forces and a supposed shelling of a kindergarten in the Luhansk region of Ukraine to fuel the false flag projections. It is United Nations New World Order tool and compromised criminal President Joe Biden that is the aggressor. And he must be stopped before millions...
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother.
Well, this morning I wrote a headline just about an hour and a half ago that isn't strong enough now. It was that Putin was warning the situation has deteriorated very, very quickly. Globalist forces launch major offensive in eastern Ukraine as Putin warns situation deteriorating quickly. Watch live. Well, now massive shelling and attacks as NATO pushes an offensive into eastern Ukraine up to the Russian border. The Russians have announced an evacuation of Russian-speaking citizens of the 90-plus percent of the people there. And it's all a provocation to get Putin to fight back. But if Putin fights back, they get a wider war and a good political distraction. But if they don't fight back, they get to go ahead and clear out the Russians. And then next will be, of course, the main Russian military base there on the Black Sea in the south of Ukraine. So this is how world wars start. Biden to speak to nation as crisis with Russia over Ukraine escalates. It's now being reported. Bleak new intelligence assessment driving new urgency from Biden administration on Russia. So the West has launched its offensive if Russia fights back. They say that Russia has launched an attack. If Russia doesn't fight back, the globalists win and take control of those Russian-held areas. And then they will turn towards the last Russian enclave that is not under globalist control there in the south of Ukraine. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue to watch this very, very closely as the globalists attempt their next leg of the Great Reset. At bare minimum, a major European theater full-on war with the second largest military in the world. Arthur Poplawski's son is joining us here. We can't talk to the well-known pastor and preacher because he's been arrested for keeping his church open. You've seen that footage the last year. And now Nathaniel is here to speak for his father, who has been arrested for praying with the truckers. And they are announcing in the news that he's been denied bail. He'll be held until his hearing on March 11th. Other folks being arrested in Ottawa at the peaceful demonstration, it's being announced by the paramilitary police, are also not being charged. They're not saying what they're charged with. They're just disappearing. Another hallmark of tyranny. Also, Trudeau put out another order. Got it right here, that any leftist group is allowed to protest anywhere at any time. He lists Black Lives Matter, Islamic groups, any communist party. There's a whole list. Only the communists are allowed. Only the Soros people are allowed on the streets. We're showing footage to TV viewers the police arresting the peaceful leaders of the demonstration for walking down the street because they would not follow orders to tell people to leave. True thought crime come to our northern partner, the beautiful country of Canada that has fallen. So, Nathaniel Pulaski, your dad warned of this over a year ago on my show, and now he's a political prisoner. How are you handling it? How is your father doing? And what do you make of the situation there in your once great nation?
Well, thanks for having me on. And yeah, it's crazy what's happening in Canada. It seems like Trudeau is ramping up silencing all political opposition. As you saw in that video, the trucker organizers, the trucker convoy to Ottawa, the organizers have been arrested. My dad, Pastor Arthur, one of the leading voices opposing this tyranny, has been arrested. He was arrested on February the 8th for giving a speech, for doing his job as a pastor, giving hope and motivating the truckers on February the 3rd. And he was arrested under three criminal charges, and he has been denied bail twice. He claims that he is a danger to society. So what's going on in our once beautiful, free Canada is absolutely disgusting. It's deplorable. The state of our justice system, the state of our politics, it's really goes to show what this is all about. It's not about safety or health or public health. It's all about tyranny. It's about bringing in a dictatorship, a totalitarian regime. It's been tough on the family, seeing that someone who's innocent is being held behind bars in such horrible conditions, treated worse than a gangster, than a murderer. I mean, I've heard of murderers and rapists being granted bail, and this pastor, he's the danger to society. And
oh, they let Black Lives Matter out in the U.S. that shoot their political enemies on TV, and they're let out of jail because they're good little communists. The communists want people to know you can commit crimes, our takeover's happening, and you're going to be let out of jail.
Yeah, exactly. So criminals are allowed out, but pastors, no, they have to stay behind bars. Our mainstream media and the Crown prosecutor alleged that he incited violence. When twice in that speech that he gave to the truckers, he said he's talking about a peaceful, nonviolent resolution. Twice he mentioned that in his speech, and they still published the lie that he incited violence. So they're making stuff up. He's become a political prisoner in Canada because of his strong voice, his opposition to this tyranny. And they don't want to let him out. They know that these are trumped up charges. Anyone can see that these are made up charges that won't stick. So the only way that they can get revenge on him, because this is a vendetta. I mean, he embarrassed them on a global scale. He has been exposing them on a global scale. So they want to get revenge. They want to hurt him. They want to silence this pastor. So the only way they can do that is to deny him bail and keep him behind bars. So
is he even able to speak to folks? Because I know the peaceful leaders of the Ottawa event have been disappeared. Now he showed that footage earlier. Have you been able to talk to your father, and how are his spirits?
He's standing strong. So we do get a phone call for him roughly once a day. If the guards are nice, then they'll allow him to call twice a day. He's standing strong. He won't let this break him. He thanks everyone for their support, for continuing the fight, for holding the line. So he's standing strong. They're treating him horribly. He says the first few days they were essentially torturing him. They denied him water for an extended period of time. They placed him in an iron cage, like a tiny, what he described as a dog kennel. They were flipping the lights on and off, so they're not letting him sleep. They placed him on a hard bench for hours without a mattress. So they were really trying to hurt him.
Yeah, well, they are the ones that are putting themselves in a prison with the devil. They're the ones that we should be sorry for, because the dishonor of these people is legendary and is so sad what they're doing to their own families and future. This is really so sad.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sad that we're allowing this to happen also, because my dad represents millions of people worldwide who care about freedom, who care about religious liberties. He represents millions of people who just want to live their lives in peace. So if we allow this to happen to a pastor of all people, as he says, often for me, they'll come for you. Be sure of it. If you allow this to happen in a free and democratic society, then a precedent will be set and they will do this to everyone.
Well, that's so, it. The cover was the virus, and Klaus Schwab wanted martial law in all the countries and to freeze bank accounts. He said it. Trudeau's done it. And they knew. They kept you locked down enough. They kept you locked down for 2 years, wouldn't let you drive, tried to put a poison in you. So finally, folks peacefully stood up, and now they declared martial law. And now they're purging the good police and creating their army of bad police, and they're hoping for a shooting war, which they believe they're going to win. How do you think we make it out of this, just with Jesus and with nonviolent civil disobedience like your father has shown us?
Yes, with God we win. And as my dad, this is why they're so scared of him. My dad's message is very simple. Civil disobedience, peaceful noncompliance, peaceful resistance, like civil rights movement, like Mahatma Gandhi, like solidarity in Poland behind the Iron Curtain. That's how you win this, with peaceful noncompliance, with God on our side, and on the right side of history. We are on the right side of history. And if we keep pushing, if we keep fighting, if we do not bend the knee, eventually we will win this. We just have to stand our ground.
I agree. And all the polls show that Trudeau is totally hated now and destroyed in his own party. To people that don't know, he only won about 30%. That's how parliamentary systems got Hitler in. You had 30-something percent as well. And this is a guy that says he wants to be a dictator. So he's going to escalate to get himself out of this. And this is going to be Klaus Schwab's Waterloo when we take his man.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Icke is joining us to talk about all the insanity in the world, war with Russia, and more. And then, you know, I told the crew that I wasn't going to come in tomorrow and do an emergency Saturday show, but now this war is so imminent, it's already expanding. I'm going to come in. It may go live, I may tape. I'll let you know by the end of the show today. I've just got a lot to do personally and a lot of business to take care of to keep this operation going. I'm not complaining, but we spend a lot of our time just getting the funding and keeping the wheels rolling around here. So I really appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But when you talk about a hero, when you talk about somebody that needs to be a model for everybody, if more people were like Arthur Pulaski, we would not be in this bad situation. In fact, if more people were just 10% like him, and nothing good we have came free, folks, and they have created this horrible nanny state that literally said churches have to stay closed in Canada, but the topless bars can be open. And now they've arrested him for giving a sermon for his thoughts, for his speech. That is thought crime. This is North Korea, and they are establishing a North Korean state in Canada. His son, Nathaniel Pulaski, joins us. And it's just amazing under the civil emergency to hold your father until March 11th without bail, without bond, for thought crime. And we aired his speech here on the show back when he gave it to the truckers about following their conscience and standing up for what's right. And when we saw black people with white people and others say no to being told they had to sit at the back of a bus or no that they couldn't go in and to a restaurant and order food. They had to go to the back window and get it out. Now we're told unvaccinated, you got to go to the back window. It's the same crap again. And, oh, you can't come in the restaurant. Or, oh, you can't be on the bus. Period. It's wrong. And it's particularly black folks around the U.S. that see that. They're the main group getting arrested in places like L.A. and New York. Like over 90% of those getting arrested are black, refusing to take the damn shot. They're not stupid. So this is pure evil. 101 by people claiming they're the left. Trudeau's calling everybody racist that don't agree with him, but even the Liberal Party, I've seen the videos, are countering him and saying you're full of crap. He charged the conservative Jewish caucus, a small group in Parliament, of being Nazis. I mean, this is preposterous. And where do you see this going, Nathaniel? FreePastorArt.com, StreetChurch.ca. I know this is going to be used to magnify Christ. I know that he now doesn't just reach thousands a week as he did at his several churches, but now he reaches millions a week. So we salute your father. We all should pray for your father right now. But in the 6 minutes we have left, what else would you like to add to the listeners about the situation happening in your country that is such of great concern?
Well, we can't allow this to happen. We can't let them get away with this, because if we do, then they'll do this to everyone. So my dad is like the tip of the spear, but this will apply to everyone if we allow this to happen. So what we're doing is we're going to apply political pressure on the Canadian government to stop doing this, because he has not stood trial. What happened to the notion innocent until proven guilty? What happened to due process? He's being punished for something he has not been convicted of.
Well, this is martial law. This is they disappear political prisoners and don't let them out on bail. That's martial law.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do is if you go to freepastorart.com, you can sign up and look for in your area. There's going to be protests at Canadian embassies and consulates to show your discontent with what's going on in your neighbors to the north, because they cannot get away with this. They cannot just subdue the people. The politicians are panicking right now, so they're cracking down on their citizens and declaring martial law and silencing political opposition. So we cannot let them get away with this. If you go to freepastorart.com, you can join a peaceful protest vigil at Canadian embassies and consulates all around the country to stop this tyranny.
That's right. The police are going around handing out notices, even to businesses and coming to people's homes outside the city saying, we saw you on Facebook or Twitter that you support the protest. Well, this is now a banned protest, but leftist groups are allowed to protest. Let me show that live footage of one of the streets where hundreds of police are massing in groups and are preparing to start going after these people. This is just absolutely outrageous. And I'm going to say this because I'm not in Canada, and I'm not somebody that asks people to do things that I'm not going to do. But I know if I was in Canada and I'd been on the fence about this, I think everybody in Canada should peacefully go to Ottawa now and should start just outside this, peacefully surround the paramilitary police that are attacking and going after peaceful people inside so that everything basically gets shut down. This is the front lines of human liberty. This is so important. This is so historic. This is Berlin Wall level stuff that we're facing here. And I hope everybody will just go there peacefully and just as media, as observers, document what's happening. Even if you're not going to be part of the demonstration, but go there. Oh, yeah, I mean, look at this. Tell us, who are these gentlemen in olive drab?
Well, they look like the Ontario Police Service, but they're basically soldiers. This is martial law that they've declared on us, and this is basically the terrorist squad. So they've sent in the best trained soldiers to subdue the people, to make sure that they go home. They're trying to scare us.
And Trudeau has called any Canadians that want to peacefully demonstrate, he said, are terrorists. They've used terrorism provisions.
Called us misogynist, racist, terrorists, because the truth is they have nothing on us. We're just peaceful, freedom-loving Canadians who want our rights and freedoms back. That's it. So he has to call us names, defame us, lie about us, because that's their tactic. That's the tactics of the communists, of the fascists, and that's what my dad grew up under. That's why he is one of the loudest voices about this, because he saw this growing up behind the Iron Curtain, and he sees it unfolding today. History is repeating itself.
Well, I knew the jig was up last year whenever Biden stuck himself in 11, 12 months ago, and they immediately said, any protesting lockdowns is terror. We're going to seize your funds and take you. Of course, they hadn't implemented it yet, but they announced it. Clearly, they were going to do more lockdowns. Clearly, that was their plan, but they knew the U.S. wouldn't go along, so they're using Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and Austria as the beta test. It's just wild.
Yes, that's exactly right. And now we've shown them that they can get away with this. That's why the people now more than ever have to resist, have to peacefully not comply, and show them that they cannot do this to their own people. Because if we let them do this, this will spread globally. Tyranny is spreading globally, and we got to stop this. We have to rise up, stand up, and keep fighting.
Nathaniel Pawlowski, freepastorart.com, streetchurch.ca. Everybody should share that link. I bet you're proud, though, of your father.
Yes, of course. He's a beacon of hope, and he is one of the front runners of freedom, and he is showing the world right now that despite there being consequences, we cannot give up. We have to keep fighting, because in the end, we will win.
Well, we're very, very proud of your father, and obviously they put him in the cage and did all that to him, trying to make him get mad so they could beat him up, but he was smart and didn't let him do that. And I would imagine he's stronger than ever in Christ inside that political prison, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's standing strong. He's actually fasting. He's on this 11th day of fasting in prison, and he is stronger than ever.
Well, I think next there should be a demonstration. Where is he, a peaceful demonstration? Where is he being held?
So actually, we're there every day. We're at the Calgary Remand Center, which is the prison that he's being held in, and we are there every single day at 7 p.m. protesting and letting them know that they cannot do this to a pastor in Canada.
Absolutely. This is North Korea come to North America. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Only reason we're still live on air, and the only reason we are. And millions of unstoppable watts just in AM and FM and shortwave stations around the world is because of you. What have I told you? World government's making its move. Not out of strength, but out of weakness. And now that the thermonuclear war clock is 2 minutes to midnight, David Icke, the most prolific individual, the trailblazer, the most accurate person. You know, you see the bumper stickers everywhere. Alex Jones was right. Well, David Icke was right first. Truly prophetic. We're honored to have him here with us for the next, 70, 80 minutes, as long as he can stay with us, to talk about the Russia crisis, the ongoing escalation there. Are the globalists backing off the COVID tyranny? China and what it's doing? So many things. And then tons of executives busted in pedophile stings, including the number four person at Facebook flying to Indiana to have sex with a 13-year-old boy, he believed. This is the head of the metaverse. I mean, it's just all coming out. The Queen of England preparing to advocate and, I guess, hand things over to Charles, they're saying. Just an insane time in the world, a major point of inflection. David Icke, of course, best-selling author and researcher, davidicke.com. He has a great channel on band.video as well and iconic.com. What would you call this moment in history and time, and why are so many changes happening so quickly? I would guess you'd say, as you predicted 20 years ago, that by this time we would see the emergence of the New World Order no longer hiding itself. Are we seeing the emergence, David Icke?
Yes, we are, but we're also seeing the pushback against it and the gathering awareness that it exists. You know, you can only manipulate under the radar for so long, and you can do it for a long time, and they have, where the events in the world don't seem to have a common theme, they don't seem to have a common thread. But there comes a point where what you have been manipulating in the shadows to create in terms of a transformation of human society has to break the surface where you can see it, or human society is not going to change. And so this is the position we're in now, where since the COVID card was played, they've walked into the room, and ever more so. And the more they move along towards this end game, the more cards that are going to be played, the more things they're going to try to give us to have to respond to and react to and understand. It's going to get rat-a-tat machine gun numbers of things that are going to be happening. And, you know, I said back in the late 90s that one of the big parts of this plan, they can pull it off, was to have a war between the West and a alliance of Russia and China, with countries like Iran thrown in, because the idea is that China wins that war, and the blueprint for the global dystopian Orwellian state is China. So if you look at what happened after the COVID story broke in China, the West has become more and more like China, not least the technological surveillance and the technological tracking, etc. And so that's the blueprint. You know, I've said before that this global cult that I talk about that's behind all this, that's orchestrating events in all these different countries, that's running Canada currently, they were behind the Mao Revolution. And the idea was to create a closed society within which a position of total control, that a method of mass human control, not least with technology, could be incubated and could be perfected. And the idea was that once that had happened, you play it out across the world, because that's your blueprint for the world. I've said for years and years and years, if you want to see what they want for the West tomorrow, then look at China today. And what we're seeing, Alex, quite demonstrably, it couldn't be more obvious, is the systematic dismantling of American society through the southern border just being wide open,
through the extraordinary implications, financial implications of what's been happening in the COVID years and the extraordinary levels of inflation that are coming through, all these different things are being brought together to dismantle American society. And the idea is that the Chinese part of the world becomes the dominant global force. And so because you've got this global cult, which is like this global web of secret societies, semi-secret groups, etc., working in all these different countries, this is why you've got Schwab, World Economic Forum graduates, school graduates in Canada, in Freeland, the deputy prime minister, and Trudeau, the prime minister. Freeland, the deputy prime minister, is on the board of trustees of the World Economic Forum. Schwab and the WEF are running this whole deal in Canada, but they're running the whole deal in America. And people have said, you know, over the years, why are these American corporations making decisions that are obviously damaging to American jobs, American economy, by outsourcing all this stuff to China and the Far East? And people say, why is the American government doing this when it's obviously going to benefit China? Why is the American government importing vast numbers of, quote, COVID tests from bloody China? Why are they doing that? But when you
why are they cutting off Russian pipelines and U.S. pipelines, but letting China open pipelines? Everything is greased towards China being preeminent.
Yeah. And so it starts to make sense when you realize that this cult, which is operating out of China, it's one of its major global centers. Obviously, it's a global cult. It's not just China, but that's a real major center now because they've developed the blueprint there for the world. But they also are controlling the Biden administration. They're controlling the administrations in Europe. And therefore, decisions are being made by these Western governments that benefit China, because you've got to see the cult level of this, and not just in terms of national governments, because they're just bloody pawns. I mean, we're seeing now in Canada, Trudeau is not running that. He's just a little boy in short trousers doing what he's told.
Well, that's right. And we've got Klaus Schwab and Chrystia Freeland, who's on the board of the Davos Group in Bilderberg, bragging that they own Trudeau. We're going to break in 1 minute, but David, why do they love to brag? They've gone from hiding it to bragging.
Well, you know, they do have an incredible level of arrogance, but you know, a lot of it's whistling in the dark, because they know that they're dealing with 8 billion people getting on for, and the number of people in full knowledge of what they're doing, and you add to that, you know, a great deal of the gophers and the others that are working with them, often not even knowing what they're working for, but you're still talking tiny, tiny numbers. And therefore, any time enough people want to wake up and stand up, then there's nothing they can do. So if you look at what's happening in Canada now.
Well, let's talk about Canada. You read my mind. That's where I want to go next, where they're starting to round ups and arrests right now with David Icke. Stay with us.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with the iconic David Icke riding shotgun with us during this incredibly historic time. The bedrock of people being able to peacefully demonstrate is sacrosanct in the West. It's the hallmark of tyranny that's curtailed. And now in Canada, we're watching Twitter, we're watching Instagram, but they are jamming the cell phones. They did start arresting last night the leaders of the peaceful demonstrations, and the reports are pouring in right now. We're posting them to InfoWars.com as they come in to the live show feed that they are now, yeah, here's footage, breaking out the windows of people's vehicles, dragging away, taking their children. There are paramilitary with loaded firearms, pointing guns at people, dragging people away. It's just amazing. While saying the left can demonstrate and do whatever they want. Just like any authoritarian movement, same thing in Australia and New Zealand, they are randomly picking people and dragging them away and disappearing them. This is not the dress rehearsal for tyranny. This is the takeover ahead of the organized world financial collapse and the new digital global currency based on Xi Jinping's social credit score that they admit they are rolling out. I've got the Davos Group's documents right here while David's talking. I'll be showing those. But this is the footage coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and I just think Canadians should peacefully go there as observers, as independent press, and show what is now happening. David Icke, you were getting into this during the break. This is now coming out as we speak, footage coming out. The live feeds are cut, but folks are going back to other areas and uploading what's happening. This is not North Korea. This is not Nazi Germany. This is not Soviet Russia. This is Canada. David Icke, what is this all really about?
Well, it's Nazi Canada. And, you know, what we're seeing, Alex, is what's always been there. You see, they don't want to put themselves on public display through all these years of manipulating under the radar. They want to tell you that it's a democracy and that you're electing your government and that the government is serving you. But in the background, the whole time, as and gathering more and more, has been this global cult web which has grasped and seized control of everything. It seized control of governments via puppet politicians like Trudeau. It seized control long ago, indeed, in terms of the modern version. It created the world economic system. It's got to the point now through these fantastic asset management operations like BlackRock and Vanguard and Fidelity Investments and State Street, where they are holding assets and investment possibilities of so many trillions of dollars that they are dictating to the corporations, even major ones, how they're run and what they do and how they act. And so something like GoFundMe, when they get told you're not giving that money to the truckers, they don't give that money to the truckers. And because they also control the courts, when they go to the courts to ask for permission to freeze trucker accounts, you know they're going to get it. They own the drug regulatory agencies, so you know when Pfizer and Moderna go and ask for permission to fake vaccinate and damage and kill more people of younger age groups, you know they're eventually, if not immediately, going to get it.
Man, this is so surreal, David. Just to interrupt you, because for TV viewers, you can see it. Radio listeners, this is paramilitary police, people in black uniforms, green uniforms, peacefully attacking peaceful protesters, beating them up. While the left, Trudeau said, and communists are allowed to demonstrate, people that don't want to be injected with this garbage, people that don't want to be tracked and traced by Klaus Schwab's garbage, they are being attacked. I mean, is this a test to see what the globalists can get away with? Because that's what I see it as, David.
Well, I think that's part of it. But also, you see, what the truckers have done is to produce the biggest threat of all to this cult. And that's the threat of a good example. If you can do what they've done, and the Canadian government has to admit that they can't impose these vaccine mandates because of public pressure and all this stuff, and so they say, okay, well, we'll do what you want, then that is a massive, massive statement to the rest of the world.
That the people have the power.
So when this trucker protest began, my immediate response was, I can't see how they can let this go. Because if they do, the example set to the rest of the world would be monumental. You're already seeing other trucker protests happening around the world inspired by the Canadian one. And that's why this what's happening in Canada is pivotal. And, you know, like I say, they don't want to do what they're doing in the sense that they don't want to put absolutely in your face you are actually living in a fascist tyranny. But because of what the truckers have done, they are instigating this because they simply can't let them prevail.
Well, that's right. What if the Chinese get leaked videos of people standing up somewhere else? Or what if the Australians? Or what if the... Exactly. They've got to make example of this now. But I got to tell you, David, I sense and see this backfiring really big time.
Well, you know, we're at a point now. I mean, you know, I mean, we've been in this a lot, in this arena a long time. How difficult it has been over the decades to concentrate the minds of people that this tyranny existed, that events in the world were not random, they were coordinated to a particular end. And that actually the world is controlled by very few people to a very sinister endgame. But every time they do things like this now, every time that what's happened in Australia, what's happened in Italy, people in greater and greater numbers have lost the getaway car. They've lost their, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Of course, you know, the morons of morons still can't see it because they're too frightened or, you know, clueless to see it. But more and more people are seeing it.
I agree. What happens if millions of Canadians seeing these horrible images march peacefully now? Would that finally break the will of this tyranny? Is that the answer?
Alex, that's what has to happen. You know, people in Canada who are looking from the sidelines who could get there. What are you doing? What you're seeing is not just your future disappearing into a fascist tyranny, but your kids and your grandkids into an even deeper one. What are you doing? Watching the telly? Oh, Ethel, come and look what they're doing to the truckers now. Get your asses in gear and get down there and grow a pair and grow a backbone, because what we're looking at here is a pivotal moment when we make the choice between freedom and fascism, between a global version of Nazi Germany and the kind of world that most of us would like to live in and see our kids and grandkids live in. This is not standing on the sidelines looking on time, people, anymore. Everybody in Canada that could get there should get there. The more that go, the more that get involved, the more people will see that they have the power and not this cabal.
Well, that's right. And, David, you've always said this, we're going to break in a moment, but you talked about being in Europe and Bilderberg was having a meeting and there were the police down there guarding the very group destroying their future, which is Klaus Schwab and his Davos group, his Bilderberg group. And that's it. These police are having their own future destroyed, but there they are incrementally closing in and attacking the truckers, men, women, and children. These are despicable, horrible people. They're such a shame on humanity. But it doesn't matter. They're good people. We'll be right back with hour number two with David Icke. His new book, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. Find it at davidicke.com and find all of our products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stay on air. It's how we fight the globalists at point blank range. So InfoWarsStore.com, our great vitamin D3 winter sun is back in stock. 50% off of the Redback.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.